If there is beauty in the dying, is dying then something we can be thankful for? I think about this every fall as I watch vibrant colored leaves fall to the ground. Leaves that began as tiny buds in the spring grew into bright green shade for the summer, then go out in a blaze of glory, bursting with a mix of orange, red, and yellow as they fall or blow away in the wind. Seasons come and seasons go. This life is but a vapor. Because of my faith in Christ, I have hope beyond the grave. This life is not the end. Jesus came to reconcile me to the Father through his life, death, and resurrection. So when it comes time for me to leave this world, give me Jesus. I'm ready because of the free gift of salvation I've received by grace through faith. For that, I am thankful. What about dying to the things of this world? What does that look like? And is it something we should be willing to do and even be thankful for? My focus this month is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and how we are called to give thanks in all things, not just the feel-good stuff. What does the Bible have to say about dying while we still live? Galatians 5:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Crucify means to put to death. When we accept Christ, the Spirit of God moves in. So no longer are we led by whatever our flesh craves. We now have the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us. There's a constant battle between the two. And you know who wins? My youth pastor used to tell me, it's the one you feed the most. That is so true. Think of the sin struggles in your life. When you're digging into the Word, allowing it to renew your mind with truth, staying connected to God in prayer, walking life in authentic community and accountability with other believers, are you stronger against the sin struggle in your life? Absolutely. I guarantee you will be. No longer are you a slave to it. You are set free. I am thankful for that. Jesus calls us to something more when we die to our flesh. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." Following Jesus is all about surrender. If you don't get that, I doubt you got Jesus. Take another look. Jesus lays it out in Matthew 16. Whoever wants to be like me, deny yourself. Die to your sin. Die to your pride. Die to your anger. Die to your lust. Die to your entitlement. Die to your way. Pick up your cross and follow me. That's where life in Jesus is found, in the dying of me. It's not more of my way, because my way will take me straight to hell. But when I recognize that Jesus is the way and that he paid the price for me on that cross, I gladly let go of my desires as I fall into the grace and will of the Father who created me. For that dying, I am thankful, because as I lose my life for Christ, I find it. That's the truth. This Thanksgiving, maybe you need to die to some things in your life. It's through that letting go you discover more of Jesus. For that, I am, oh, so very thankful. I'm Lori Klein.